wants to be a millionaire.
Welcome to Talking Business with Dr. Sandra. Every Saturday morning, Dr. Sandra Palmer of Above and Beyond Management and Business Consulting brings her decades of entrepreneurial and consulting success to you in order to help you bring your business to the next level and beyond. Now, let's get talking business with Dr. Sandra.
Legends 100.3 on a South Florida Saturday morning. The 16th of March, in fact. Man, I can't believe it's already the 16th of March. I can't believe it's 2024. I mean, where does it go? This is something I certainly thought was way off in the future for most of my life, but it's here now. And I just realized what I said, and that kind of ties into the topic today that we're going to have. I love it when that happens. I'm talking business with Dr. Sandra, my friend, Dr. Sandra Palmer, the CEO and senior partner of Above or Beyond Management and Business Consulting. They can help you with, well, pretty much everything. If it involves your business, Dr. Sandra has done it. She's seen it. She knows how to help you to avoid mistakes, integrate new technologies, and that has really been a big part of our recent discussion. Call 954-945-1668 to learn how Dr. Sandra can help you. 954-945-1668 or aboveorbeyondjm.com. Now, the past couple of weeks, we had discussions that I'm still feeling those discussions about AI, about artificial intelligence, what it is, why we need to understand it, but not be afraid of it, and how it can help you in your business because the applications are massive. And I mean, that's happening right now. So let's talk a bit about where this might lead. We started this whole conversation a couple of weeks ago, talking about what a seismic shift this is. Well, what's it going to bring? I would say the future, but this is happening now too. What's the future of work? What's the modern of work? What's happening?
And again, I start by saying the future has arrived.
It has. We're here.
It's right here.
What's the modern?
Yeah, it's navigating this hybrid workplace.
Yes, exactly. How do we do it?
What's
a hybrid workplace? Yeah. What's going on?
Exactly. So coming out of COVID-19, I mean, COVID played a number on us.
Boy, did it.
And but some good things came out of it. Okay. Some good things came out of it. And we are not going back.
I love a good silver lining.
For anyone who thinks that we're going back to the good old days, that is not happening, right? So I think going forward, what will become the norm is the hybrid workplace where there are persons who come into the office.
Right.
Maybe it's their preference. There are some persons come into the office sometimes
right.
for meetings, for camaraderie, to meet other persons, but primarily they will work remotely, and there are persons who will work remotely 100% of the time.
But I love that, that's adaptable. And it's depending upon job and preferences.
Preferences, the job that you do. Clearly there are some jobs that you can't do from home.
I can't, look, I'm not an engineer, but I can do a lot of engineering tasks around the radio station, replacing fuses, doing stuff on the board. Rewiring if necessary. Those are things that still require a human being. Yeah. Some can go in to do that and do the rest remotely. But it's about a balance of what works
sometimes
for you.
Sometimes you have to show up, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to show up and it is what it is. But what happens when the talent does not need to show up at a place called work? I remember this place called work is a very recent phenomenon. Let us not fool ourselves, because work actually started at home. The cottage industry.
That's literally what we're talking about. I mean,
right? So we went in that other direction where you went to this place called work.
Right.
And then you came home from this place called work. And you went on vacation from this place called work. And so this place called work and the thing called work became the center of life.
And it's interesting because to me, That has I'm the poster child for this because, people know how much I do and I'm never home. Balance, finding balance again, this could be a big tool for that.
It's critical because coming out of COVID, people started to realize when you had no choice but to stay home for one reason or another.
Right.
The economy was shut down for the most part. Only critical workers could actually go to a place called work.
And I was considered one of them. So it was different for me too.
So persons started to realize that, hold on, some persons lost their jobs and so on. Like, hold on. There is something more to life than this thing called work.
Yes.
You know, and we had a whole 2 years when a lot of people were not interested in that thing called work.
Very true.
It's kind of changing now, you know. Persons are getting back into it. But one positive thing that came out of COVID is the fact that people realize that they need this thing called balance. There is more to life than just work. And hybrid work creates that level of flexibility where persons, based on their own personal preferences, they can have flexible work that aligns with their life. Mm. If you have small children taken care of, if you have elderly parents who you have to take care of, you know, if you have personal circumstances that you would prefer to be at home and work productively from home, then that's a personal preference. And, you know, your lifestyle circumstances, no, you don't have to be worried that you will not be a part of the labor force because you can't go to this place called work.
Look, I'm a nighttime person in a daytime world, right? This would certainly allow me to work more closely in ways that work for me.
Yeah, your biorhythm is not like, you know, oh, you turn on at 8 o'clock and you turn off at 4:30.
No, I peak at 2 a.m.
There you go. So you do your best work when this place called work is closed, unless it's a 24-hour operation.
Sure.
So flexibility is one of the greatest benefits of remote work. And if you have flexibility, you naturally have increased productivity because you're getting people working when they are their most productive.
It makes sense. You're helping the workplace to adapt to them instead of forcing their humanity to adapt to the workplace.
You know, there are people who are up and, you know, they're in their fuzzy bed slippers and, you know, whatever they're wearing, maybe their PJs, you know, and they don't have to do this thing called a commute, right? And they can get to work immediately. And those bosses that are so worried that people are at home, you know, on social media, you know, cooking, doing laundry and not working. Actually, the research is showing that most persons, their productivity actually increases when they are working from home.
Really?
Because of the focus, there is no water cooler chatter, there is nobody stopping by your desk to waste time, you know, all the things that we, you know, we don't think of that happens at this place called work.
Sure.
That doesn't happen at home. And some persons actually do a lot more work, sometimes bordering on overworking, that we have to be talking about now. Well, you need to unplug. So although you're not going to a place called work and you have brought the work home, so you literally now live at work.
Oh, wow.
You know, then you have to be careful that you are not spending all your time working. So it could be a very good deal for businesses.
And even, you know, adding to that a bit, I have a child with special needs, for instance, right? And if there are times that he is off school,
there you go.
It can be very challenging. I've got to get a sitter, all this. If someone has those circumstances and they could do more of a hybrid workplace, have that child in their place or taking care of anybody, whatever
it could
be.
It's a win-win for all parties.
Because it is customizable.
Yeah.
It flexes to your needs.
Yeah. And I mean, employees are now negotiating for flexible work, you know, or some portion of the work being flexible. Another thing, too, is that as an organization, think of the access you have to a much wider talent pool.
That's a good point.
Gone are the days when the person must be within X radius of the office or the factory or whatever the case
anywhere
may be.
Anywhere in the world.
The person could be anywhere in the
world.
I mean, we have persons in our organization, you know, on so many different continents. There is always work going on, you know, because it's daytime somewhere and somebody somebody is working, and you get the best of all things in terms of, you know, the diversity that right. that brings to the table. You or could have persons in Australia, in India, in Pakistan, in Colombia, in Jamaica, in the Bahamas, yep. in Florida, you know.
You get somebody who's peaking at 2 a.m., and that's daytime yeah. hours where you are. So you can take the most advantage of what their skill set is.
Your talent pool is not limited to your geographic area.
And, it's not limited to anything at this point.
That's beautiful.
This is amazing. I mean, you know, and what strikes me, yeah. and I love it about Above or Beyond Management and Business Consulting, and you particular, Dr. Sandra Palmer, is you have kept your eye on this and kept ahead of the curve. As we've been moving into the future, you've already been there. I mean, in 2010, Dr. Mm-hmm. Palmer she was named one of the top 100 female entrepreneurs in the Americas by the World Bank. And you got ahead of the curve then, and you've stayed there. The education I get just on this program is mind-blowing. She can help you and your business in almost any area. And as times are changing as quickly as they are, you really need the help now more than ever. Call 954-945-1668, 954-945-1668. Or check out aboveorbeyondjm.com. It's a hybrid workplace. It's finding that balance again, and technology helps us to do it.
Yes, the technology that we have today that we didn't have 10, 15, 20 years ago makes this possible.
Yes.
You know, and there is absolutely no reason to continue what I call management by walking around.
Wow, what a great way to put it.
The old style management approach where, you know, the boss walks around and looks what everybody else is doing and everybody gets busy, you know, and look very busy.
Yep.
Yeah, management by walking around.
The Dilbert cartoons that were so popular in the 1990s, they caught that whole sense of that kind of management, cubicle work, all of that. They're historical artifacts pretty soon.
Yeah, that's not the way to go. It's beneficial to both the employer and the employee in terms of cost savings. Think about the amount of money you save. So let us look from the employee standpoint. So first, you are saving on gas
commute, money,
toll, you're saving on clothes and laundry, the suits and everything. And you're saving on that coffee that you'd have to get and breakfast probably you'd buy, lunch, and probably you get a snack in between. You add all that up. It does add up to quite a bit.
It's pretty significant.
Yeah, yes. And then if you just look on the employer side, the big savings, I mean, you don't need these buildings with 10, 15 stories to pay all that rent.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's funny because... you know, the business that I have is really just me, you know, when I do event hosting and singing and all that, and I've got that business. But for so many others, where you need all those employees and everything comes into play with that.
Yeah.
You know, dealing with local ordinances around construction, all of that. If you expand, mm-hmm. you know, you
got
to find more space, new building. You got to make sure you're compliant. The time.
Utilities, the cost of light, air conditioning, gas, and, you know, when you add it all up, the supplies, you know, a lot of businesses realize how their expenses and supplies went down drastically during COVID when persons were working from home and nobody was phoning into the office that you needed to send over pens and pencils and... paper to write on.
That's a good point. Yeah, supply orders alone.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of saving, the reduced overheads actually very impactful on the bottom line. And yeah, I know there are persons saying, so what about the landlords and companies that have invested in real estate? I mean, that's for another conversation, but it just means that we need to repurpose. I mean, every situation creates an opportunity to do something else.
That's beautifully put. That's exactly what it is. Dr. Sandra Palmer can help you find the opportunities in your business. Take those challenges, turn them into positives, and grow. It's just what she does, and that's what Above or Beyond Management and Business Consulting does. Reach out, get her advice, let them help you to make your business the most that it can be. 954-945-1668 for Above or Beyond Management and Business Consulting. 954-945-1668 or head over to aboveorbeyondjm.com. Lots more of Talking Business with Dr. Sandra on the way.
In the dynamic world of business, reaching new heights requires innovative thinking and expert guidance. Welcome to Above or Beyond, where your vision meets our expertise. We bring over 70 years of combined experience and a proven track record in transforming challenges into opportunities. At Above or Beyond, every step we take is guided by a commitment to excellence. At Above or Beyond, we're not just business and management consultants. We're your partners in achieving the pinnacle of business success. Visit us at aboveorbeyondjm.com. Email us at info@aboveorbeyondjm.com or call us at 954-361-1745. At Above or Beyond, the goal is excellence.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
And we are back. More Talking Business with Dr. Sandra on Legends 100.3. Mike McGann with you and Dr. Sandra Palmer, CEO, senior partner of Above or Beyond Management and Business Consulting. They can help you, well, soup to nuts to AI when it comes to your business and making it the most efficient and the most successful that it can be. Call 954-945-1668, 954-945-1668, or head on over to aboveorbeyondjm.com. We were talking about hybrid workplaces before the break. What do they mean? There are a ton of advantages. And the bottom line really is it something that's going to work for you? Can you take advantage of a hybrid workplace in your business? And Dr. Sandra can help you with that. Give her a call. And she'll discuss it, 954-945-1668, or send your question to Ask Dr. Sandra, Ask D-R-S-A-N-D-R-A, at aboveorbeyondjm.com. Now, so, you know, you mentioned before the break, Dr. Sandra, a lot of people were in management, leadership, were saying, well, wait, how are we going to manage these people if they're not around? And, you know, there's increased productivity, but there are still questions around this, of course. It's the most natural thing to have them. So how does this affect the leaders? How does this affect the managers? Let's talk about that.
Yes, it's very important because we have to change with the times.
Yes.
And we thought everything, the sky was falling down during COVID and, you know, it all worked out. It all worked out. And leadership in the age of hybrid work is It cannot be business as usual.
Okay.
It cannot be business as usual. You're managing employees who, one, have a different mindset.
Right.
They now have, they want to experience things that they experienced during COVID and realize, this feels good, you know?
I want to maintain this feeling.
I want to maintain this feeling. So they want that work-life balance. They want to be managed a different way. They don't want to be micromanaged. They want to feel that you trust them. They want to feel autonomy for the work that they create and the work that they do.
Kind of putting human into the human resource aspect of this is getting that we are dealing with human beings. And they're a resource for the company if they're handled right, treated right, and have the right feelings.
You have to emphasize trust and autonomy. I think remote work and trust and autonomy, they all go together.
They do.
Because I have to trust you that although I can't see you, that you are doing what it is that you are being paid to do.
Right.
And I have to give you the autonomy to do it. I can't be calling you every 5 minutes to ask you about it. That's really annoying.
It is.
Right? So I find that it's going to be trust over surveillance.
Okay.
Because some managers are like police.
No, that's very true.
You know, you have to empower your employees. You know, you have to give them the autonomy over their schedules and their work methods. They know how best to get the work done.
Bottom line is, you know, it comes down to the results in the end. And the way that is going to be the most efficacious in getting them to have those results is the bottom line, and that's going to make your bottom line better.
Exactly. I mean, it brings it to the point of how do we measure performance? Mm. So the whole way how performance evaluation is done definitely has to change, because as you rightly said, you know, it can't be about how busy you look or how busy you seem. It has to be now based on the outcomes. What are the performance metrics? What are the key performance indicators? And that has to be agreed ahead of time between the organization and the employee. It can't be random. It can't be random, because it has to be the quality of the work and the impact of the work that you produce rather than the number of hours that you spend working. Because some people are working,
right.
But are they effective and are they productive? Are they being efficient?
Well, you get the way, I mean, I work in a certain way where with me, it's like I do these ridiculous bursts of work that are practically manic with that's one of the most productive and get the most results is, and I can do that quickly. It's funny. Everybody's style is going to be different. And
if you
are adapting to their style as best possible.
There are people who need probably more supervision.
Sure.
And there are people who need less. If you have more experienced employees, persons who are professionals in their own right, you don't need to tell them how to do their job, and you don't need to be looking over their shoulders. You don't have to micromanage. You don't have to helicopter. Results-oriented metrics and continuous feedback, not the once a year thing, you know,
we'll
where you call somebody in. They need constant feedback on what's going on, and we have the technology that all of that can be done. That's the beauty of it.
You provide them with the framework. And that framework is so adaptable with modern technology and with getting the right advice and putting that framework into place, which, of course, is what you do at Above or Beyond Management and Business Consulting. Learn more about it, 954-945-1668. Leadership is always going to be a challenge, but now there's a lot of adapting to do. It struck me, if you're trying to go by old paradigms in this day, it would be like when transitioning from horse to automobile, putting feed and hay into the gas tank and wondering why you're not getting anywhere.
Wow. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Yeah. It's not going to run.
It's not going to run.
It's not going to run.
You can't adapt old methods to modern tech. You've got to adapt the whole picture.
Yeah. And the whole idea of how do you communicate effectively with persons who are not working remotely is a big thing. And the technology, again, you know, there are so many collaboration tools that are there that you can use, whether Teams or Zoom or Slack. There are just all these tools that are out there that can facilitate seamless communication with your staff members, you know, ensuring that your remote workers, they feel like they're part of the team. Because that's another thing, that you have to ensure that persons who work remotely are not disadvantaged. Disadvantaged meaning that persons who do not come into the office sometimes are treated differently, and they may feel that they don't have equal opportunity to the best projects and you know what's happening and the promotion. They're not a part of the in crowd, right? So managers, leaders have to ensure that they foster inclusion and equality when persons are working remotely, so everybody feel included.
And that's understanding also, because that's going to be a motivational factor. I mean, if they're aware that the playing field is level for them, regardless of where they are, because you're getting the best out of them.
Mm-hmm. And people can be afraid to take that route, although it may be the best alignment for their lifestyle.
Right.
You know, I have a child, I have a parent that I need to take care of. This works for me, but how will it impact my career? People have to feel comfortable that they are not going to be negatively impacted because they are working remotely. And leaders have to be aware of
that's where the leadership
because
really does come
of the old way of leadership. Persons who are not right there may be left out and could be left out because you're not seeing them. And you have to remember that the organization is beyond the persons who are seen physically.
And a big part of that also, as a leader or a business owner, understanding that you're going to be the one left behind because they're going to come calling for those people. Other companies are going to say, yes, we're willing to work with you and give you those opportunities as long as you produce. You know, you've got to do it for you as well as them. And again, everybody benefits when you're on the same page with this.
Yes. Yeah. And you need to lead by example too as a leader, because the leader may be saying, oh, yes, it's fine to work remotely and you don't have to come into the office and so on. And yes, we believe in work-life balance and you should take time off and so on. But they're not doing it. And then people are looking at the queue and say, hold on. But you're not taking vacation. You're not going off on leave. You are in the office every single day.
Right.
So maybe that's how you are going to judge success. Maybe that's the standard that you're going to judge others by. And I hear staff members say it all the time. You know, there's the leaders are saying that I can do this, but they're not doing it. So, you know, they're concerned about, you know, should they really do that? Because they're going to take their cue from you. They're going to take their cue from you.
And for me, that's just good leadership, yeah. though. That's good leadership. And you know that. I mean, you know that because you're Dr. Sandra Palmer and you've done all of it. Again, Dr. Sandra Palmer was named in 2010 one of the top 100 female entrepreneurs in the Americas by the World Bank. She brings so much wisdom, so much experience to the business world, and she can help you with pretty much anything when it comes to your business. Leadership, technology, business planning, consulting, it all falls underneath her umbrella, Above or Beyond Management and Business Consulting. You can learn more about it. Call today, 954-945-1668. Meet those challenges without having to trip and fall. Everybody has to do that at some point. Well, Dr. Sandra's done it for you because she's been doing this for decades. Take advantage of her knowledge and make your business the very best it can be with the help of Above or Beyond Management and Business Consulting. 954-945-1668, or you can head over to aboveorbeyondjm.com. Send any questions you may have to Ask Dr. Sandra at aboveorbeyondjm.com. Ask Dr. Sandra at aboveorbeyondjm.com. Business, the world, they are changing so quickly. How do you keep balance? How do you keep your employees productive and happy and going to stick around? How can you make your business the best that it's going to be in a world that is changing moment to moment?
Yeah, approach the transition to hybrid work with an open mind, you know? Yes, there are some challenges, but there are significant opportunities for innovation and growth, and we should embrace it.
And that's it. Dr. Sandra Palmer can help you to embrace it and thrive with that change. Use that change to your advantage and ride it instead of getting left behind by it. 954-945-1668. Above or Beyond Management and Business Consulting. This has been Talking Business with Dr. Sandra on Legends 100.3. Stick around, lots more legendary programming on the way.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Thanks for listening to Talking Business with Dr. Sandra. Let Dr. Sandra help you elevate your business starting now. Call 954-945-1668. Or visit aboveorbeyondjm.com to learn more today and tune in again next week for more Talking Business with Dr. Sandra here on Legends 100.3.